This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue with the study which we began last time and the affirmation which fits into our overall study for the moment of entering the church. And that is the point that baptism is the act of obedience which brings the penitent believer into the church or into salvation or remission of sins. Notice I'm making clear, therefore, that the penitent believer is not saved before he obeys the Lord Jesus Christ in being baptized or immersed in water. Let me make clear that sprinkling or pouring water on person is not New Testament baptism. New Testament baptism involves water and it involves immersion. Sprinkling or pouring is simply not New Testament baptism. There is not a shred of evidence for it in the Bible. When we're baptized, we are buried with Christ. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 5. But last time I just gotten to the point of considering with you 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 13. Now let us note the background of this particular passage. Paul had been saying that there was division in the church at Corinth, and he had been pleading for them to all speak the same thing. Now in order to bring this lesson to them, he said, as it's recorded in the 12th verse of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, "Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ." Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized into the name of Paul? Now notice he asked the question, is Christ divided? How is it that some of you are saying, I am of Paul, and others I of Cephas, and others I of Apollos, and so on? Just as we have in the situation today, some say, I am of this faith, another I of that faith, and another I of that faith. When in the Bible it teaches plainly there is one and only one faith, and this is the lesson that Paul is getting at here. Then in order to emphasize the lesson, he asked two other questions. After having asked, is Christ divided? This is a rhetorical question which suggests its own answer, and it means to say absolutely not, Christ is not divided. So then he goes on to say, was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized into the name of Paul? Now, unless Paul was crucified for you, and unless you were baptized into the name of Paul, you do not have the right to say, I am of Paul, religiously. In the same way, even though Christ was crucified for all of us, unless you have been baptized into his name, you do not have the right to say, I am of Christ, or I am a Christian. This is surely as plain as God could have made it. All that is necessary is for honest hearts to see what the Bible teaches about it and accept it. This passage makes clear, that is, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 13, that one simply does not have the right. He doesn't have the right from God. I'm not talking about the civil right. I'm not talking about the fact or the idea that someone's going to throw you in jail if you say it. But I'm talking about with God's approval. You do not have the right, according to plain Bible teaching, to say that you're of Christ or that you are a Christian until you are baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so baptism stands between the penitent believer and becoming of Christ or becoming a Christian. In the next place, we note that baptism stands between the penitent believer and entering the name of Christ. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, in a passage which certainly emphasizes the importance of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we find these words, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." The name of the Lord Jesus Christ is the one and only name by which we can be saved. And then in Acts chapter 8 and verse 16, we find these words, "For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus." That is the American Standard Version. They were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus, therefore they were not in the name of the Lord Jesus before. But you cannot be saved in any other name, therefore you cannot be saved until you're baptized into the name of Christ. But our time's gone for today. I'm so glad you've been with us. Be with us tomorrow when again we study from the sacred will of God.